the only one behind.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, you tell me what you want and I'll tell you what it is.
Can
When
I just
you turned your machine on.
I've got to give you that because that's an illustration of your retirement account, okay?
Right.
I need
Okay.
a signature signature on there just to sort of state that you're not actually carrying to participate in the superannuation scheme while you retire or anything.
Right, that's
Okay?
true.
I just need a signature there just to confirm those details there.
Right.
Okay, that's two. Okay.
Yep.
And then another signature just to confirm all of those,
Right.
which I think was straightforward.
Yes.
Okay.
Good
Yep.
morning. It's Mr. Boyle
Yep.
there
Now
from
we've got your bank
Dental
details
Holdings
down. It's Lloyds
Dental
Bank, 3
and
North
South.
Brinkley Street,
Yep.
P13. You gonna give me the rest of the postcode?
1JT.
Yes, please.
1JT.
30 99 77.
Yep, file line.
3099?
99 77.
97.
Yep. Okay, that's lovely.
91. Just
Okay.
a signature on the bottom,
Okay,
please.
thank you very much. Bye bye.
Right.
As far as pensions are concerned, they always come out on the 5th of the month.
5th of the month, yeah, is it?
For some reason. Yeah, well, apparently they say it's the 5th, the 15th, or the 30th. They set for a pension, but it always comes out on the 5th.
Yeah,
Okay? So
right.
providing this goes through, et cetera,
Yeah.
your first payment won't come out till the 5th of January.
When will the contract start?
Your contract.
What will the date of the contract be? Will it be the 5th of January?
No, it
Or will it be the
it
5th
will
of
be
December?
dated from when they receive this.
Right.
Okay?
I only think you've got to say 30 January.
Yeah,
My birthday's
right.
30 January, so obviously I want it 34 next birthday
Yes,
rather than
no,
35 next birthday.
it's only the amount of money that's coming out.
Right.
Okay? It's for your bank purposes only, not for receiving, et cetera.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
Glad you said that.
Do you need any further information regarding my current, my actual current pension arrangements?
I thought you didn't have any.
No, I've got a contract in that service.
Yes, you have, yes, which
Do you need any information
I don't need
about
any information about that.
my alternative contract for contracting out of service and my lump sum investment in that contract?
No, because
I don't.
no, because service is a separate item. Oh, I do need your national insurance number.
Right.
And you said
Yes,
it
Dr. Paul.
Just brought all my bump.
Good,
Just in case you needed it, I've got
Yeah,
my
right,
other
yes.
pension con my other pension policy, you see.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
WA
Yes.
and there's my tax district and reference number.
WA 29 98 62, and that's B for Bertie,
B
yes.
for Bertie.
Right, and you said it was Grantham. And the tax reference is usually that one, yes. Two eight six. Is that P for Peter?
I think so, yeah, I think it's on this one.
Two one
It's not on
six.
here.
It looks like it though, doesn't it? 286 P216, it looks like.
Yeah, right. That's what I've got down.
You'd be surprised that people who even know the national insurance number didn't even realise they got a tax reference as well.
Mm.
That's all okay. I've given you a copy of the original.
Mm-hmm.
That. Fill this in just for reference. Norman Davis. Have you got his full address?
Pat Land, no.
He couldn't deal with it, so it's Pat Land now. It's Old Market.
Old
I don't know what the number is.
29. 29 Old Market with me.
Got a telephone number then. 582 664. I can't see that we need anything else. Can I just make a phone call just to make sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just get in touch with our...
Do you need payslips?
Probably done through the tax office, what you earn anyway.
Yes,
probably.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to... Can I just take, say, 2, 3, and I'll just photostat them and then I'll...
I've brought 3.
Yeah, that's fine.
One I've brought, that's a basic week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's sort of an average week.
Yes.
We can expect most, you know.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so it fluctuates throughout the year.
Yeah.
That's sort of a rough average, but that's a better, you know, more.
So, I mean,
that's
the
when the season's in.
Yes, okay.
Of, we're obviously
I'll
doing
just
more
do that.
Overtime.
I can't think. What else have you bought?
I've brought everything that you told me to.
Yeah.
And more.
Yes, I'm thinking.
He
yeah.
just brought his SERPs thing.
Bank, sort code and postcode, national insurance number, tax reference and payslips. That's what you told me to bring and that's what
yeah.
I brought.
I've got another form. I can just take note of any other personal pension, not personal pension, any other insurance you've got. Just put it on there.
Yeah, if you want.
And that sort of...
Just in case.
It ties it up. Maybe.
Yeah.
You'd understand then, that's simple to me, but,
get 12,400 income as well, isn't it? £30,000 lump sum.
Is that alright?
Assuming investment's about 13%.
No,
I can't
do that. No, that
didn't work. So, not only have got tax for 12,400 a year pension at the moment.
But you can always increase that.
Yeah,
increase the contribution.
Increase down in side by side one. So, you've contracted out of SERPs.
Yes.
Or if I can just put a tick there.
Contracted out of SERPs.
Yeah. I'll put it down anyway. Okay. Contracted in or out of SERPs. Out. Right.
I don't want to come out.
There you go.
I think with everything, you can't get too many details, can you? It's all relevant to somebody.
Do you want the membership number?
Yeah, it's okay.
506.
506.
925.
19. That's with a credential.
Which is this one?
When did that start? When did you do that?
Yeah, you see, there's two parts to it.
As you
well appreciate, there's a contracted out of SERPs and there's also a frozen.
Oh, of course, yes.
And the frozen pension also transferred into it.
Oh, right. So when did the one that you just gave me, what was the start of that?
The commencement, benefit commencement date, 6th of April 1988, that was the contract out of service. Yes, title of benefit. Pension benefit derived from DSS premiums.
Okay. And then your transfer.
So
you've got a number, reference number on that?
It's all the same.
It's all the same?
Yeah. I say there's scheme. There's a scheme number as well, if you want that.
Scheme, of course, yes.
It's that one.
A700012K.
And that started on the 1st of August 1990.
Yeah. Good, that's fine. Yeah. So it's the information's
so that's
there.
That's the contracting out of service part was ADA.
And you don't actually. Have a company pension. Can you bear with me for 5 seconds while I just make a phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that everything's done. Two parts filled in, one with the pension and one with the term assurance. Okay. What other piece of paper do I need?
Yeah. It's
just the application.
Got out of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we must have dealt with them and before.
Oh, sorry.
I remember signing. He signed there for hundreds of them. Witness this
yeah,
and witness the other.
Yeah, please.
He must be quite used to it.
Yes,
names. Have you heard from Mr. Silver Ricky?
Yes.
Hello there.
Hey, mate.
How are you?
We had a Mrs. Silver Whittington phoned you up for details on our way up.
Yeah.
And then she was down in the village the other day, so she come in and had a look.
I might, yeah.
And she said she's either
the
looking contact
link
or you
or
us, so...
Yeah,
I've
got one of those.
I can remember speaking to her.
When you're actually doing the business outside, not from an office, when you're sort of going out to see people, it's always the one that's furthest away.
I used to work in the furniture department, and we always had the complaint. If you were in King's Lynn, the complaint was always here, on Newmarket. It never was King's Lynn ever.
Just for one signature, you had to drive 20 miles
absolutely.
There, 10 miles there, 10 miles
yeah,
back.
Right, yeah.
Could you just sign this form?
Hello. We'll have a box this week, please. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Order box.
Yeah, it's all in your boxes. I've only got one. Oh,
The number that you just quoted with
M1. Thank you.
going to go over to Peterborough this afternoon. I'll drop it all in. They send it to Norwich and they get it off to you. Okay? Great. Thank you very much. Yeah. I mean, that's. Hang on a second. When do you actually want to?
We want it done as soon as possible to get the
completion. As soon as possible. Yeah. What's the complete as soon as possible? Yes. Right, so I mean. Part of this MLA is the solicitor's name and address. I presume that you will contact them and let them know.
We're in a position to exchange contracts at any time, but the solicitor's up to the solicitor.
Yes, the town is down to the solicitor. Okay, so as soon as he has confirmation, then we need to exchange. I'll put that one anyway, because it sounds like it anyway. Okay, great. Thanks very much for your help. Okay, bye. That's okay, and she's also given me the right words to use to put it through urgently. Okay, because I mean, I know you haven't exchanged yet, but you want to do that fairly quickly.
Well, as I said, that'll be up to the solicitor when he's gone through everything.
Okay, well that can go on risk on a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and if you come to me and say we want to exchange on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's already got, you know, so I mean if I put that in today,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's Thursday, at the worst that'll get there Monday, okay, they'll try and put it on risk or get something moving on that,
mm-hmm.
as soon as possible. If you then come to me sometime next week, say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week and say, right, I want it Friday or Monday, okay, I've just got to phone them and they'll put it on risk for you.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it only takes a day apparently,
mm-hmm.
once they've received it. If that's alright,
yeah,
okay.
That's
fine.
We'll mm-hmm. try and get it moving before Christmas.
Yeah.
We've done
so what actually happens now? I mean my
just
mortgage, what happens to that £30,000 that I've now applied for? Does that go to the solicitors or to my solicitors or where does that go to now? What? Or do I just have to sit and wait until it all gets accepted and they sit on it, or...?
No, it's a 100% mortgage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we tie that up with the solicitor. So the solicitor has to be... he acts for you, he doesn't act for anybody else.
Oh, I see.
And he protects you, and he says, that's okay to go ahead. So once we've established when you want to exchange contracts and everything,
yeah.
It's just a matter of him sort of saying, that's perfectly okay. I mean, he can get a copy of that or phone call from them. I mean, if he's not happy with anything, they're quite willing to contact him direct.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, as long as the standing orders kick in okay, there's not a problem. You have not got to worry now. All it is it just falls into line. The payments come out, 25 years. One pays out, the other, end of story.
Mm. Mm. So when does the mortgage payment actually come out then? The actual 200 and whatever it was,
£11,000 for the mortgage interest. Once you know the date of exchange of contracts,
yeah.
Okay, It's the nearest to the 5th, the 15th, or the 30th.
Oh, I see.
So if you do it, if it was exchange contracts today,
yeah.
You couldn't. The next payment is due on the 15th.
Oh, I
but
see.
But if you exchange contracts on the 15th.
So I should start paying for the mortgage when the contracts are exchanged?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until then, everything's in the air. Okay.
Right.
If you've got any more questions, I mean, don't hesitate to come back, because at the end of the day, I'd rather you know too much than not enough.
Not enough.
Well, I mean, you sat the opposite way. You know what it's.
Yeah.
I mean, it only cost me 5 minutes on the phone, and I've got the information for you. But if you've got a sleepless night, that's not worth it.
One small.
I've got to
take it back from the top. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just in case.
If I put. Giving you a quick point, if you remember, just sign it. Okay. Yes, because.
In case it makes a difference to you.
Hang on, I have got the figures here. So I've altered that to 1294 and over to 28, that is an 8.
Yeah,
28.01. Okay.
And in fact, we did say that person might be slightly interested in smoking because I've
put you down as a smoker. But on your medical thing.
When we got access to the medical thing,
it said non smoker.
It said cigarettes. Have I smoked cigarettes? And I said no.
Which is honest.
Which is
yes, yeah.
So it may come out cheaper.
It may come out
cheaper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fair enough. As long as
well, I think, you know, it was an honest answer to both questions.
Absolutely.
Because they didn't say, do you smoke a pipe, but you smoke, you know, whatever, or they just said cigarettes.
Have you smoked cigarettes in the last 12 months?
Which is no.
Absolutely. That's different.
Yeah.
So
good
morning. When it comes back, it may work out.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
just going to do carpets.
Yeah, not doing them anymore.
Only three piece sweets and best that tomorrow's on many things, yeah. Sorry.
It's alright.
There's a carpet shop a little bit opposite.
Yeah, I'll pop in there as well. A carpet, do you charge extra for fitting or does
yeah.
It all comes included? I want a lounge and a bedroom, a hall and a bathroom.
A lounge, a bedroom, a hall and a bathroom.
I'm only just looking at prices at the moment.
What type of thing are you looking for the lounge?
A cheaper one for the bedroom, obviously, because it
yes.
matters so much. The hall and sort of small entrance hall and the lounge. Reasonably good.
Good.
It's no point.
No. Do you want pattern or do you want cut and loop or you don't know?
I'm not really sure. I'm a small pattern. I don't want a big floor.
No. We're doing this type of thing. 15 pair. Is that too expensive? £15 a square yard fitted. Excuse me. Or there's that type of thing. Yes.
How much is that one?
I think that's about 14.
No, that's it. That's what I want.
And it's
see,
not.
I don't want a all
no,
over
no.
pattern, but I don't mind a small.
That type of thing. And then you've got your.
Well, how much would it cost? Let's see. 14 by 9 foot 9.
14 foot 9 by 9 foot 9. That's your lounge.
Yeah.
And do you want the hole in the same?
Yeah. It doesn't got a specification for the hole, but it's only small. But how much would the lounge approximately be?
Can I take your measurements and get my husband to do it?
Uh-huh.
And then I'll watch them because we're going to be scared of seeing things.
Maybe I'll put back some going to work.
What time?
Not all that long. I'm just looking really anyway. I just want some idea of what if, you know, the price is. I'm just going to just a rough idea, I mean not exactly, just a, so I know what I'm going to spend, what it's going to cost,
it's true.
What we can afford.
For the
Your measurements again, my love, were 14. 14. And you'll want underlay and so forth. Roughly about 300. So roughly that one fitted. That's everything.
Yeah.
The smooth edge door bars on delay.
We haven't got the keys or anything, so I'm just going to start off. I'll pop in and see if definitely when we.
Yep.
Because we need to measure the properly. You know,
well, that's right. Yeah.
The
hall, and
the bathroom. Say they haven't given any.
No. If it's only a very small hallway.
Well, it is.
No.
I mean, he'll need measuring properly. And
that's right, he'll measure properly and then give you a proper.
Well,
that's just a rough.
Yeah,
it's
just a rough idea.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
You just have to get in touch with them and they'll say, won't all be drawn up because that'll be contract signed, but they will give you a exchange date. And once that goes through, then we can have the money off to the one. So it's all going to be.
me down to this solicitor, really.
Well, that's right. Go down.
Oh, yeah, like you said, that type of person. He didn't seem to get on very well with the... much more impressed than the other one. Well, and then he can only advise you.